first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. In his classical repeat, Olga Kosse gets a dose of dozing.
Yesterday, Don and I sat together in the sun, doing absolutely nothing but soaking up a dose of vitamin D. Nothing strange about that, except that I can't remember the last time we did that together. So there we were, sitting in the sun, soaking up a double dose of D, and dozing in between. All the tensions over things we had to do, all the little cares that weigh heavily on our minds, those wrinkle-forming what-ifs, began to ooze and fade away. Soon I was oozing too, actually snoozing, feeling warm inside and out, oblivious of everything except that glorious nothing-doing moment. For over 70 years, I have envied Don's ability to do nothing and enjoy it, something I've never been able to do. But yesterday I did it. As I dozed and oozed, I think at least 10 years rolled off my back. It was a feeling that you can't buy over the counter. It doesn't come in a jar guaranteed to be non-GMO. You can't drink your way there. You have to let it happen. That feel-good feeling when you get your act together with someone you love. If you have never tried it, by all means find a sunny spot somewhere and someone to sit with and let the sun do what it does so well. I highly recommend it, a dose of dozing in the sun.
Olga Kosse writes books for children and adults. This program was produced by Matilda Rand.
Lazy bones, sleeping in the sun. How'd you expect to get your day's work done? You never get your day's work done. Lying in the noon.